97.7 FM, W299 CD, Richmond Center. And always on the Civic Media app. All
right. ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Former President Trump took to his social media declaring big win for our Constitution. In the wake of the Supreme Court ruling that former presidents have broad immunity for official acts while in office, but saying there is no such immunity for unofficial acts, that issue will be decided by a district-level judge. A trial on his actions in the January 6th insurrection is not likely at all before the election. President Biden said it will come down to the voters.
They must decide. They want to trust President once again.
Beryl, now a Category 5 storm, blowing at 165 miles an hour after tearing through the Southeast Caribbean. Two deaths reported in the region. Gas prices rising. The government's annual and national average for regular up 4 cents in the past week to $3.48 a gallon. This is ABC News. The Massachusetts woman was on trial for the murder of her Boston police officer boyfriend. But says ABC's Derek Dennis, the jury could not agree. After 5 days of deliberation and 29 days of testimony, a mistrial in the Karen Reed murder trial, jurors sent notes to the judge. The first indicating the jury's deadlock continued to continue deliberations, but after a second note, the judge thanked jurors for their service and decided a mistrial. Reed had accused purposely backing into her boyfriend, John O'Keefe, a Boston police officer with her SUV during a night of drinking in January 2022 and letting him die in a snowstorm. The charges, including second-degree murder, now up to prosecutors to retry the case. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
The Aquarian and Shark Lab in Hendersonville, North Carolina, reported the death of Charlotte, the stingray that got pregnant last winter despite not having shared a tank with a male of its species in at least 8 years. Cause of death? A rare reproductive
overnight
issue.
Low of 59 with showers and thunderstorms likely. Tuesday, mostly cloudy and more humid. A few rounds of rain and thunderstorms and a high of 76. Tuesday night, still some showers and thunderstorms. A low of 64. Wednesday, 84 with a slight chance of showers or thunderstorms. For the fourth, a high of 83. And a 40% chance of nighttime showers, off and on rain on Friday, and a high of 77.
These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Sometimes we have to make a major business. Thunderstorms likely here at the Ohio. Had a gusty southeast wind. More showers and storms around for your Tuesday. Highs in the upper 70s. Some of the rain that we'll see will be locally heavy. It's 63 at our studios.
Todd Allbaugh.
Join us next time when Luke Mathers joins us for a Tuesday Tangent. Luke, we'll talk a little sports, talk about the 4th of July and house painting.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Say some weekdays noon till 2. Spread their wings. Settle down. Just
you're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic
Media. What's in style. She
broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabot, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood.
Living on. That's what you're thinking.
Our state is
your love can walk through fire without blinking.
Monday's holiday week.
When you
sure everybody's got the 4th of July day.
Living on love.
So you celebrate
our day.
It's coming up right around the corner. Thursday. Right, Conrad? Is it Thursday? It's Thursday, right?
It's Thursday, yes.
We have a festive show planned for Thursday.
Children gone, but still they sing. Side by side in that front porch swing. Living on love.
Like, do a lot of work. You let it go for
no, he can't
go that bad, but
anymore.
Yeah, like, problem with the dryer.
She can bag and sweep the floor.
Really clean, like,
hand in hand, they'll just, walk like, through that door. Just living on love.
But they fixed it.
It's fixed.
Living on love. That's what you're thinking. Love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much.
And Heather Heil will be here later in the studio.
Living on love.
She would have had to use like a glow pin over her.
Living on love. Buying on time without somebody.
But I put something else on. That is just the worst.
It's like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme. Living on love.
Yeah, we got a great show. As I mentioned, Heather and I will be here.
Love can walk through fire without blinking.
Heather's going to tell us
so much
stuff going on.
You get enough living on love.
Just kind of what she's been up to. She's also okay.
Life doesn't take much.
She gave her a friend.
You get enough living on love.
She has a chance. When I texted her last, I said, how do you feel about Friends? Are you a Friends fan? And she texted back, we were on a break. Ross's catchphrase about describing he and Rachel's relationship. Action. After they broke up, some of them kept it going. So Heather responded to that, and I thought that meant she gets to be friends with us. So
I don't want to be the one who's old before their
she's
time.
Better.
Yeah. Okay, lose the wonder that I felt as a child.
I said, okay, you have to what is
can't run this race believing I might lose. Still so much to see and so much left to do. Yes, I'll fall before I fly. But no one can say I never tried.
Right around the sun,
in this dream of time, it goes lucky I have been to hold the ones I love and share my dreams with them.
And he's the director.
All those sunny days and all those starry skies. Good morning kisses and sweet good nights.
Happens, and he's holding the cat, and this alien is about to get him. Reaches down with the clutches right as he jumps off the pier. And I won't say what happened, but I was literally on the edge of my seat, and I went.
Talking about what is and what ain't country. What gives them the right to wear a pair of beat-up boots? Is it the size of your tires and your fires or your wild-ass buddies? Will you be a man and let me hit you with some hometown truth? You could be a cowboy on the Texas plain or a plowboy waiting on the rain. We're all a little different, but we're all the same. Everybody doing their own thing. I got my dirt road cred when I was 12 on a no-cab tractor hauling in bales, backing in boats, fishing rim lines, running bird dogs through the Georgia pines. Step side covered down in peanut dust. Friday night spotlight, and that was us. It might not have been. But I can't judge, just be proud of what makes you country. Does it run in your blood? Did it come from your daddy and mama? Were you converted by an Alabama song on the radio that feels so right? Did you lock eyes with a little green-eyed girl from Jackson? Tell me what got you, I just gotta know. For me, I got my Sunday learning in a live oak church. Silver queen corn in the backyard dirt. Waiting for the fall to finally come along so I can grab my gun and get my outside on. Step side covered down in peanut dust. Us. It might not have been you, but I can't judge. Just be proud of what makes you country.
So,
might be from a city or a little farm town, whatever kind of square that you drove around. Do you wear it on your sleeve and keep it deep down? You know you gotta let it out. I got
fishing limb lines, running bird dogs through them Georgia pines. Step side covered down in peanut dust. Friday night spotlight nine was us. It might not have been you, but I ain't judging. Just be proud of what makes your country. Whatever makes your country. They doing that kind of country. I do my kind of country. Whatever makes us country.
My opinion, much about Harrison Ford, Aaron, and some other guys. Michelle Randolph is one of them.
The longer you listen, the more songs you hear. Not just a few select songs over and over.
I listen morning, noon, and night.
It's great listening on Country and Community, WRCO FM 100.9.
Pat Grade was good. Tim McGraw and what's his wife's name? Pat Grade.
No, I don't know.
He walked into the bar and parked his lanky frame up on a tall bar stool.
Faith Hill, that's it. There's
and a with a long soft really southern drawl said, I'll just have
Sam
a glass of anything, that's cool.
As a Western, Sam Elliott has to. And they're all good. It's
a
just
bar
not
room
quite
girl
as
with hard and knowing eyes slowly.
Love to know what you guys think. As usual, you know you can chime in on anything we're talking about. Love to hear your thoughts throughout the show.
And she thought, I wonder how on earth that country bumpkin found his way to town.
What would you want? That's the nice question.
She said, hello, country bumpkin. How's the frost out on the pumpkin?
That's so good.
I've seen some sights, but man, you're something.
Right.
Where did you come from, country bumpkin? Just a short year.
It's too much power.
In a bed of Georgeville tears.
I'm not going to see it though. It's 3 hours and 1 minute. And that's chapter one of this movie.
Into this wondrous world of many wonders. One more wonder came.
We'll have more on that. And we're going to talk about the movie Sicario. David Stern. Coming up next on Nightlife with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
She marveled at the soft and warm and cuddly boy child peeking at her breast. And she said, hello, country bumpkin. Fresh as frost out on the pumpkin. I've seen
news from the center, WRCE.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because it's a part of it. We want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along,
right.
We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so it's like it's only glass.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect.
But she softly smiled and looked into the sad eyes.
But every time you drive after her, the music gets drowned out.
But she said, so long, country bumpkin.
Life sounds pretty great. Don't let it buzz. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from Nixon, the Ad Council.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're
listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
So long, country bumpkin. The frost is gone now from the pumpkin. I've seen some sights, some lives been
Sherry from Horicon checking in,
says hi, Pete and Conrad.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
And Carla checks in.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want.
I can see that.
No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service.
This happened to me today. Okay, so I got in the car to come here. I need to gas. I stopped. Why? If someone out there knows, I would love to know why this happens. I've noticed it years ago. And every time I put my card in to get gas, it says remove card wrapper. And I like, man, I take it away from it. Why? Why do I have to remove the card wrapper?
She hates being on her own.
You just gotta have really quick hands.
But she does her best.
Not to fill your car with gas. I don't understand.
Empty nights create the hunger.
My car wrapped. Are you hoping you don't catch all the numbers and I get the gas for free?
She spends so much time alone. She says it makes her wonder.
I don't know.
If she'll ever find someone who'll make her feel alive.
I guarantee you.
But I actually use the tap.
But he's getting tired of it.
Well, they the tap.
Empty house deepens desire. Yeah.
But it's just kind of Apple Pay. This is a great companionship. Right?
Yeah.
You're like,
when he sees himself in the mirror.
You can say that.
I don't understand why he's just removing her rapidly. What do you want me to do?
He just keeps on fighting fear.
And there's times I have it. I got distracted. I talk to someone. I take my car out as slow as I want.
Not satisfied.
There's obviously no repercussions. I just don't understand why they want to take the car. It's a little bit of a habit to make this thing for the show right now. Let me know if you think it's a
habit.
So today,
had an old night's dime.
And now he's like,
anything that she can do.
He's the guy that she calls him.
Dirty
words don't say.
Then by chance or destiny.
The first film is great. The second film is great.
There
extra great. The watch her on the screen.
Lives are changed by what
love
they see.
So the second
in
one
each
dropped
in.
This is Josh Brolin.
Recognize
the each other for all. Try to get him to the shore. Try to get him to the
hunger. Need for loving all. Oh, the hunger. Longing for the
film. He walks around with like capri shorts.
This is the kind of
crickets and a Zebco 33.
Saturday hours.
Waving at you as you're driving by the courthouse.
On Netflix.
And it's then just another summer, day in heaven. Little country angel, like you never seen. Took a pair of scissors to a pair of jeans. You pick her up on Friday and you puck her up and kiss her on the mouth. And it's just another day in heaven's south. Drive down Main Street and everybody's there. Subwoofers booming like cannons in the square. Sign says no cruising, but nobody cares. I got a girl to put my arm around. And it's just another day in heaven's south.
Former President Trump took to his social media declaring big win for our Constitution. The wake of the Supreme Court ruling that former presidents have broad immunity for official acts while in office, but saying there is no such immunity for unofficial acts. That issue to be decided by a district-level judge. A trial on his actions in the January 6th insurrection is not likely at all before the election. President Biden says it will come down to the voters.
Your opinion is decided.
Hurricane Beryl, now a Category 5 storm, blowing at 165 miles an hour after tearing through the southeast Caribbean. Two deaths were reported in the region. Gas prices rising. The government's annual and national average for regular up 4 cents in the past week to $3.48 a gallon. This is ABC News.
Conversations and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local syndicated media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Just another day in heaven.
Civic Media News. I'm Ella Sack. Here's what Wisconsin.
Just another day.
Governor Evers is declaring a state of emergency in Wisconsin following more sensitive weather across the state. Late June storms damaged trees and infrastructure,
just
causing power outages.
That we have far more than we need, and if our other state's performance is anything to go by, it may be far, far more than that.
Campaign manager Amaryllis Fox Kennedy speaking with WISN TV's Upfront. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Sapp, and this is Civic News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Kevin Costner says he is aware he only makes movies for men. Costner told the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast that making movies for men is what he does. Costner admitted that men love to watch him in cowboy hats, and he loves to be mild while wearing cowboy hats. Costner also said men are more dismissive of mediocre reviews as long as the men they are watching are wearing cowboy hats. I took liberties with a lot of that, except the part of him acknowledging he likes to make movies for men. Here's a Pete pick you might want to take advantage of for some midweek movie-watching fun. Check out The Quiet Place, Day 1. The film has no huge stars, but it's really well-directed and paced. The scares and feelings are first rate, and the best part? Watching it with a crowd where no one is making a peep because they feel like they are actually in the movie and will be attacked by aliens if they do. This is the third installment of The Quiet Place franchise, the third film in a row that is reviewed very well. It doesn't disappoint. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
Thunderstorms with heavy rain today and tonight. We're talking an inch to an inch and a half or more of rain by the time it all winds down late tonight. Rain and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, 74 today, tonight down to 68 tomorrow. Partly cloudy and gray.
warmer with a high near 85. I can hear all of Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
The Todd Alba Show.
Join us tomorrow.
Studios in Green Bay. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood.
I'm either thinking about the things I've done, or worried about
a guy who loves to watch true crime, but only if it's shoplifting.
Times I've
Peach
lost
Wabba.
And the times I've won.
So,
that's not
Carla
who
says
I am.
You went the wrong way. Had this happen.
I still chase my dreams around.
Every time I do it, it says remove cart.
But all the peace I've ever found is in the moment here and now. A little glimpse of hell.
Reminder that you ain't got too far.
takes your breath away. Is that a comedian that the parents counting enjoy years, as well as kids, counting or is it primarily directed at kids?
Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year.
Is that a band?
Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner.
What kind of music is that?
The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Moroqua Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today. Just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times.
Yeah,
and in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Oh, no, they still wear the speedos and all, but...
100.9 WRCO.
They've been coming for about 4 years now, and, yeah, they make it very entertaining, but a lot of kids are right up at the ring just encouraging the referees.
Nice. And so where do you, is this like a year-round job for you, putting all this together?
Unless...
Yeah, so we have a board of directors that plans with, and I'm always telling people, like,
cause time and time again, I've tried to
plan for well over a year in advance for our festival. And she does just meet about once a month, and
make me stay.
Yeah, we volunteer a lot of our services.
That's really cool. So how did you find yourself working on the cross
and it hurts because
so my dad
hurts to say when she hears me cleaning out my drawers and closets.
I remember about 1 year and I was like, you know what? I want to get back on the, I want to get on the board like my dad was. And
make me stay.
Got right on the board.
There you go. And now, are you, I assume you're a DJ with the name, or is that just an abbreviation?
Nope, that's just my
initial. You don't spin the tunes. I thought maybe you were like up there making some good mixes during the event.
Nobody wants that for me.
So, what's the best thing about living in a lacrosse, DJ?
Until I start to walk.
Like we have it all over here.
Yeah, it's beautiful too. You got the hills and the mountains and the Mississippi and some good culture too, right?
Oh, definitely.
So what are you going to do if this family-friendly comedian just loses his mind and starts dropping F-bombs?
And she knows I'm
giving a big hook.
Oh, no, we
when she sees I can't take.
I have one more question for you, buddy. What are you watching? When you're done planning this Riverfest, what do you go home and binge watch at night? Have you seen any of the summer blockbuster movies?
Just
kind of
enough to make me stay.
Oh, you got a lot to catch up on, though, buddy.
Yeah, definitely.
Anything on TV you're watching?
Jesse was raised in the Hollywood Hills, living the perfect life. Jesse was told what to think, what to wear, what she could and could not buy. Her parents too busy to listen, never gave her the time of day. All Jesse wanted was someone to listen to what she had to say. She said, they gotta let me be, gotta let me live my life. She packed her bags and slammed the door for the very last time. What Jesse wants is an overload. The favorite song playing on the radio. Cranked up loud, singing out of key. Tell the whole world she's gonna be. Put on. Out of town, struggling to stay on his feet. Pulling weight at some dead end job, just trying to make ends meet. His mother passed 10 years ago, his father ain't never around. Just because he's a poor boy, everybody thinks they can keep him down. Ooh, last man that remind him.
I'm happy to pay it if that's if I make my life. Number of deaths happened after Tokyo, the movie. Supposedly, the location is downwind of the nuclear test zone. And there's a new documentary coming out called Conqueror.
I don't have to do my hair.
Almost 70 years after they made the film,
trying to
tell the story about how this affected the entire movie. It was filmed in the Utah desert outside of no Los Angeles. Over 100 miles downwind from this test site.
And that's the upside.
The federal government supposedly conducted like 900 nuclear tests.
I've got twice the closet space, but I can fill it up with new shoes. And I can paint the bedroom pretty pink with lacy curtains if I choose.
And 46 died.
I won't have to deal with fishing gear.
Like, more than one of them. I saw too. This was funny. Eddie Murphy says when he hung out with Marlon Brando once, Brando says he played with his
funny face.
Murphy had just done his first film.
Funny face. I need you.
And says Marlon Brando called him up and said, I don't think that kid
in you.
Clint Eastwood was 6 years younger than Marlon Brando. And he called him
Sing song.
Say what you want about Clint Eastwood. He is still kicking, man. He's like
colors.
Go to the Google on that counter. Right?
You kiss the tears away.
He said you can't stand that kid.
Smile at me and say, funny face. I love you.
6 years old.
Funny face.
I love Hollywood.
I love you. Funny face.
Our favorite title so far for Christmas light is Robert McFarlane. I live, I laugh, and I love Robert McFarlane. He's got a funny face. That's tonight's question. If someone made a movie about your life, what would you want the title to be? 855-752-3846. 855-756. Let us know. Text us on the screen as well. We are talking South Park next on Nightlife with Peach Wabba. After our Brand New Squad brings you all the information you need this Nightlife with Peach Wabba.
From the center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.